Reverend Fred Banks. Reverend Charlene Blackwell.
Present.
Pastor Robert Blackwell. He's at work at the moment. Minister Kevin Dickerson.
Present.
Reverend Larry Esther.
Present.
Pastor Tommy Givner.
Present.
Minister Delacia Green.
Present.
Pastor Julius Hastings.
Present.
Pastor Joyce Lifon.
Present.
Reverend Oliver Mack is at work.
Present.
Present. Okay, thank you, sir. Reverend Valeria Mack.
Present.
Pastor Robert Porter.
Present.
Reverend Sharon Porter.
Present.
Reverend Gloria Smith, I know you're at work. You said you may be able to answer or not. If not, I know where you are.
Present.
Thank you, ma'am. Reverend Dean Centieri.
Present.
And Reverend Edgar Zeno. All right, that concludes my roll call. Will all those in the circle in which I lead, please remute your phone by pressing 4 and star. Thank you so much. Dr. Montrell, your call, sir.
Thank you, sir. Would all the members of the circle that I lead, please unmute your phones now by pressing 4 star. Reverend Reginald Bejois.
Present.
Reverend Cervantes Bell. Reverend Sherry Brown.
Present.
Reverend Greg Calhoun. Reverend John Davis.
Present.
Evangelist Tona Dickerson.
Present.
Reverend Ronald Gotro.
Present.
Bishop David Green. Reverend Brian Holliday.
Present.
Minister Brenda Jackson. Dr. Kevin James. Reverend Lawrence Ledoux.
Present.
Reverend Joyce Parker.
Present.
Minister William Pooler.
Present.
Minister Geraldine Refuge. Reverend Tommy Washington. Thank you. With all the members of the circuit that I lead, please remute your phones by pressing 4 star. Thank you, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Joseph Brown, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. I will ask all the members of the circle in which I lead to please unmute your phones by pressing 4 star for the roll call, please. Pastor Doretha Coleman.
Present.
Minister Christopher Gover. He's at work.
Present.
Today.
No, present.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
What?
Bishop Dale Henson. Minister Kenya McRae.
Present.
Pastor Eric Miller.
Present.
Pastor Gary Warner.
Present.
Pastor Claude Williams.
Present.
Minister Stephanie Williams.
Present.
Thank you all. This concludes my roll call. Please place yourselves back on mute by pressing 4 star. Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Dr. Forbes, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. If all the members of the circle, I lead, would press 4 star to unmute yourselves properly for the roll call, please. Bishop Saul Clark.
Present.
Pastor Sarah Ellison.
Present.
Pastor Marcus Flores. I have you, Pastor
Present.
Ellison. I heard you. Pastor Marcus Flores.
Present.
Pastor Kenneth Honore.
Present.
Minister Devon Powell.
Present.
Pastor Bob Thomas.
Present.
Pastor Ronnie Thomas.
Present.
Pastor Melvin Washington.
Present.
And Pastor Ricky White.
Present.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please repress 4-star to remute your phones. Thank you very much, Dr. Thompson. Back to you.
Thank you, sir. Bishop Jason Martin, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. Will all the members of the circle that I lead, please unmute your phones by pressing 4-star at this time for roll call. Pastor Oral Bradford.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Lemuel Brown.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Horace Green.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor David Jenkins is traveling. He's on an airplane. Pastor Kemp Johnson.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Robert Lagore.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. John McCato. Dr. John McCato. And Pastor Curtis Moss.
Present.
Thank you, sir. That concludes my roll call with all the members of the circle that I lead. Please remit your phone by pressing 4-star. Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Pastor Marvin Moore, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. Would the members of the circle that I lead please unmute your phone by pressing 4-star? Pastor Brown, Cheryl Brown. Pastor Coffey.
Present.
Pastor Dumas.
Present.
Pastor Hawkins. Minister Hawkins.
Present.
Pastor Janet German.
Present.
And Pastor Michael German, he's working. Pastor Sherry Kelly. Pastor Sherry Kelly. And Pastor Raymond Muniz. Pastor Raymond Muniz. This concludes my roll call. Would you please remute your phone by pressing 4-star? Back to you, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you so much, Pastor Moore. Dr. Jeffrey Phillips, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. I would like to ask the members of the circle that I lead to press 4-star to unmute yourself for the roll call. Pastor James Alexander. Pastor Jeffrey Arnold.
Present.
Minister Calvin Brasley. Pastor Marsha Cooper.
Present.
Pastor David Cowan.
Present.
Pastor Sheldon Early. Pastor Ronald Jones, Sr.
Present.
Mr. Carl McKellar, he's working. Mr. Regina Keller.
Present.
Minister Pam Knighton.
Present.
Minister Shamika Mahmood.
Present.
Minister Stanley Weston.
Present.
I would like to, that is my roll call. I'd like to ask all the members of the circle that I lead to press 4-star to remute yourselves at this time. Back to you, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Patrick Randolph, your floor, sir. You might want to hit 4-star.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson.
Yes, sir.
All the members of the circle which I lead, would you please unmute your phones by pressing 4-star for roll call. Bishop Jeffrey Archangel.
Present.
Pastor Sandy Archangel.
Present.
Pastor Thomas Glover, Jr.
Present.
Pastor Julian Gonzalez.
Present.
Pastor Michael Grant.
Present.
Rick Taylor.
Present.
Pastor Anthony Trice is out of the country. That concludes my roll call. Would you please press 4-star again to remute your phones? Thank you. Back to hands, Doctor.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Daniel Robinson, your floor, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Would the members of my circle please unmute yourselves by pressing 4-star? Pastor Cecil.
Present.
Pastor Alfonso Bray. Pastor Marion Chandler.
Present.
Pastor William Davis.
Present.
Pastor Dwight Driscoll.
Present.
Co-pastor Deborah Driscoll.
Present.
Pastor Kenneth Johnson.
Present.
Pastor Leslie Martin.
Present.
Pastor Timothy Moore.
Present.
Minister Shepherd Whipple. Pastor James White.
Present.
Minister Chen Ryan.
Present.
Okay, would you please remute yourselves by pressing 4-star? Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you, Dr. Robinson. Dr. Kenneth Skelton, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. With all the people in the circle that I now lead, would you please unmute your phones by pressing 4-star? Minister Willie Dunbar.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Kenneth Holloway. Thank you. Pastor Marla Holloway.
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Basha Jordan.
Present.
Thank you, sir. Pastor Johnny Milligan.
Present.
Thank you. Pastor Letitia Rosborough is working today. Pastor Valerie Tate.
Present.
Thank you, ma'am. Pastor Booker Washington.
Present.
Thank you, sir. That ends my roll call. Would you please remute yourselves by pressing 4-star? Dr. Thompson's back in your hand.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Ron Walker, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. Would all of the members of the circle which I lead, would you please press 4-star for roll call, please? Minister Enigma Belcher.
Present.
Pastor Brian Crooms.
Present.
Pastor Gary Davis is working today. Pastor Timothy Dunn. He's also working in that answer, but he's on the line. Pastor Earl Thomas.
Ms. Madison. Present. Over there.
Evangelist Brenda Thompson. Working today. Minister Lynn Turner.
Present.
Pastor Virgil Turner. Pastor David Walker.
Present.
And Minister Roderick Williams. He's at work. He's on the line. He cannot answer. And Pastor Lawrence Woods.
Present.
This concludes the roll call for the circle which I lead. Would all of you please press 4-star to remute yourself. Back into your hands, Dr. Thompson. Thank you.
Dr. Carlos Williams, your floor, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. I'm going to ask all the members of the circle in which I lead to please unmute your phone by pressing 4-star at the time. Dr. Claudette O'Bear. Dr. William Carver. Pastor William Carver. Reverend Audrey Coppins.
Here. I'm present. Present.
Thank you. Minister Rhonda Donaldson is at work today. Dr. Andrew Lloyd. Dr. Andrew Lloyd. Pastor Marge Scroggins.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend J. Harry Simeon.
Present.
Dr. George Utah.
Present.
Thank you. Reverend George Wright.
Present.
Thank you. Dr. Claudette O'Bear. And Pastor William Carver. Thank you all. I'm going to ask you all to remute yourselves by pressing 4-star at this time. Dr. Thompson, back in your hands.
Thank you, Dr. Williams. I will, after Apostle finishes with the impartation this morning, I will go over each MVB name again, and we'll catch all those who may have missed a roll call at that time. Please take this moment to make sure you're on mute by pressing 4-star, and then we'll be ready for Apostle. Go ahead and take the moment to do this now. Apostle Thompson, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, sir. Listen, before I get started, I'm saying to the 12, let's check these absentees. I want to know why they were not on the line. Because coming into the new year of 2015, I'm going to get a little more strenuous, a little more stricter on protocol. There's a reason for that. If you all can make sacrifice, the rest can make sacrifice, or respect their master bearer and let them know why they're not going to be on the line. We just got to keep. We've been together about 5-6 years now, and so we need to tighten the ropes up. Who really in LTMA and who Tosh can be really light, because it takes a lot of discipline and take a lot of sacrifices to do what we have to do, and it's just protocol. We need to take care of. So I want the MBBs to check the absentee, call the person, either fax or give me so my secretary can put on my desk why certain people were not on the line. Father, we thank you. We come to a close, of a year that you have blessed us tremendously in the aspect of LTMA, and we thank you that we have locked in together, and we're still pushing and still pressing in the spirit. We thank you. We look at another year. Right across the street is another year, but we believe that you're going to show us how to make this year the best year. And we thank you this morning for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I know what most people are looking for is the word for 2015. I'm going to read it. You have it on your recording. This is a year for the supernatural, revival, restoration, and the restoration of the supernatural in the people of God. Miracles, signs, and wonders will flow at great dimensions. The dominion of the kingdom of God will rise and set many free. I have three or four scriptures I want to read along that line, what would make this happen. And it's apostolically pioneering and setting patterns for us to walk in with our faith and our calling and to make alignment with the will of God. Scriptures I've used for many years, Acts chapter 6. I'm just doing this right now. I'm going back into our lesson we had last session. But Acts chapter 6, verse 4 is a very powerful verse. I've used it over the years. Self continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Never have more word than you have prayer. So I'm going to ask each one of you to step up your prayer life, especially praying in the spirit. It's so important that you have that communication and divine connection with the Lord. Not just talking about it, but praying. And then in the seventh verse is the verse that I use, built the foundation of a lot of things I've done in this ministry. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. That's verse 7. And verse 8 says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. And then in verse 10 it says, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by what he spake. Now, when you look at a real foundation of verse that I'm working on to bring our churches to and our ministers to is Acts 9:31. After Paul or Saul was converted, the church had rest, but a lot of things had been put in place. And I forgot to read a scripture in Acts 2:42. You know, they continued in prayer and the doctrine of the disciples, of the apostles. Verse 31 said in Acts 9:31, then had the church in rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. Now, many say, different strategies cause church growth. You know, you don't talk about sin. You don't sing blood songs. And you just kind of tell the people we're going to make it. Everything's going to be all right. And never touch anything that needs to be touched. They think, and the strategy they use, they think that's the secret to church growth. Now, you may get a large crowd like that, but it's not church growth. Church growth is based in Acts 9:31 and Acts 2:42. Will cause any church or any ministry to grow. Now, we were talking about the alignment of LTMA, how we can stay sharp, how we can put purpose and destiny together. And so we're talking about some essential principles that I believe is essential as your leader for us to understand. We're talking about the undivided focus on purpose and destiny. And there's another word here I have highlighted is intention. We've got to keep our purpose straight. We've got to keep our intention straight. We've got the word focus is very important. And then we can reach our destiny. So number one, the reason God has raised LTMA to light the torches of ministry around the world. Now, this is a time when our torches get light, that means anointing. That means wisdom, that means the fire of the Holy Ghost, etc., the rain, the wind blowing of the Spirit. And so we tried to put a symbol in front of our ministry. Some of y'all didn't see because you were not here. But we have water and fire in the front of the ministry now, which represent LTMA. Now, for this to happen, we need to build strong apostolic base. I've taught this before, you know, one of the years past, but the Lord laid in my heart that we must get this in our system. Strong apostolic bases, you know, this place being the chief base and branching out down to becoming a hub of divine activity in this city I take this city, Darrow, as our territory. If we have this type of focus on our intention and our destiny and on our purpose, heaven will then invade the earth because there's a conduit pipe for it flow and expression. And so we want to be sort of a conduit for the Lord to express himself in our area. And so we've got to stop jumping from place to place and watching everybody. We got to have the gifts of the Spirit, and one of them is discerning of spirit and the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, flowing in our ministry, and perception, so we'll know what route to take. We talk about it, the author talks about every church must gather its structure of leaders, pastoral and administrative leaders together to realign and readjust them. Now, number four here is a very important one because in dealing with the way I have my ministry set up, it's not regular. And what I mean by that? Well, after years and years of trials and error, I found out one basic thing. I found out that the people that is working with you must know that the church is a theocracy. The church is not a democracy. The kingdom of God government, as you read in Isaiah 9, is a government that only the king can set up, and that's Jesus. And so most probably, those of you who have been organized a while in your churches are going to have to do some serious praying and ask for some serious wisdom that you can get your ministry adjusted or you can run your ministry as the Lord desired for you to run it. That's so important. And so we have to look at our leaders, look at those of you who have a larger ministry, the staff, overstaff. Start praying about that because most ministries I see, they overstaff. Now, I kept myself in the position that I don't overstaff my ministry. That put too much weight on your ministry, too many miles talking, too many people got ideas. So readjustment and realignment of the structure of your ministry is so important. Not only to the mission of purpose, but also to the accuracy of alignment with heaven and his activity. So the kingdom of God, as you read, I mean, in Isaiah 9:6, I think it's 9:6, 7, 8, it gives us an overview of government. I think one of the major problems we've had is understanding kingdom government that began in Genesis. When the Lord said, made man, told man to have dominion and be over all things of the earth. Well, you know, Adam lost it, but Lord Jesus brought it back. So we're going to study the kingdom real seriously. The leaders, you as leaders, and the leaders that you have chosen to work with you, the leaders must be spiritually discerning and accurately in step with the Holy Spirit. And so what I'm saying, we need to check them out. You see, you can have a lot of people around you. Most of your ministers are not in a large scale, but you need to build it right when you're building it because I don't expect for us just to meet and talk. I trust the Holy Spirit to begin to do things in your ministries to cause your ministries to expand and enlarge. If you follow instruction and stay connected properly and stay focused, it has to happen because that's the way it happened to me. Also, as for LTMA in your own ministry, not only must the leader be spiritually discerning and accurately in step with the Holy Spirit, but we must get them to be accurately in step with one another. And so we must be accurately in step with one another. We must respect each other as brothers and sisters in the organization, never tearing one another down. You know, we don't believe in competition. And I think we have done well there thus far. But we've got to continue to press this because as new people come in, they got to come in knowing we're set for the long haul. In order to do that, the author said both the vertical Godward and the horizontal manhood connection must be set in place properly. If we want our churches to be ready for national transformation, we need to connect them to a place where the following is available. Here's some of the church, here's some of the things that we need to connect our church with if we want our church to have a national transformation. Number one, our sermon is for collective cooperation, which consists of our LTMA first and second tier meeting. How many times am I going to have to say this? Some of y'all not haven't caught on yet. And as I said, the first year I'm going to do something about that. I always was strict on my leaders in my church. Ushers, praisers, intercessors, greeters. I'm always strict on them. I go a while, then I shake the bushes because they have to have respect and honor for what's going on. You know, our first year Monday impartation call, here we are now. Then we have this impartation conference coming up January the 6th. I think that's the right number, Montreal, January the 6th. Then we had camp meeting and Prosperity Revival. Many of y'all were not here. That's not right. Then you have the Money Coming to You conferences, the Heaven Increasing Training Center. Then we got Show Me Your Glory conferences. Because I want to know what happened to Lloyd, if Lloyd online, answer me right now, because I'm going to his church this week. And somebody got to tell me something why he not on the line. And why we have this meeting is for us to come together as a band of brothers with an allegiance to our apostles, receiving the monthly divine apostolic releases through the importation call. We're doing it now. Apostle Jonathan said we must gather together with those who are part of our tribe and our destiny. I know you remember when the apostles got in trouble, or when the early church got in trouble, they come together in Acts chapter 4. They came to their own company. And if a company going to run right, all the valves had to be open in the same direction. Gathering together as ministers in 5-4 offices and leaders at our yearly LTMA impartation conference. Now, why I keep going over these things? 5 years, 6 years up the road, I'm still going over it. So it's important because organized structures have not emphasized the importance of impartation. But I have to because this is what we're all about. We gather together as a band of brothers and legion with our apostle for our yearly camp meeting and Prosperity Revival. These meetings carry a sense of urgency of time and accuracy of purpose. It's the urgency of time and accuracy of purpose. What does that mean? That means if you are not here, I can't put it in you. Now, I know some of you are watched by internet, but you got to let us know. You should let your leader know out of 12 why you can't make it. And then you should make some effort to let us know you're on the line. Lord is on the line? Good. Let us know that the reason you couldn't make it is because we can't waste time. Now, we're so far behind with aspect to how the early church had the power and had the visitation of the supernatural. And then, like on this call now, this is a time for realignment of our personal life and ministry. And let me make a note on that what is so important. We can focus on ministry so much and not gather the pieces in our personal life. The two go together. I remember when the word was given to me by Bill McRae, proud of getting money coming, and prior to sending my ministry national and international with that revelation of money coming, one of the things him and his wife saw in the gifts of the Spirit, divers kind of tongue and interpretation, that God says he's about to bless my life and my ministry. And so the Holy Spirit brought into my mind, your life has to be right. Your relationship with your mate, those of you who are married, and those of you who are not married, you need to chasten yourself, keep your life holy and clean and sanctified. This is what the saints is seekers don't want to talk about. But that's so important. These stuff don't just happen automatically. You got to have a lifestyle to go along with your ministry. And when we come together, you can synergize our strength and our effort together toward our destiny. Very important. Now, not only is our assembly, let me go back here, because our assembly is for a collective cooperation. I want you to get that. Collective cooperation. Secondly, our assembly is for accountability. The 12 disciples returned from their respective assignment, reporting to Jesus all they had done. This is a pattern of accountability. I found for my ministry on the internet and on the computers, I found out that they had got something out of the system called a covenant eye. And what that thing would do is anywhere that is ungodly that computer go to, that thing will ring up four or five people you got sitting in their computer that say somebody done went off track. I think that each minister needs to pray about it for their children, to have it at their house, put it on their phone. On their phone, you can know wherever they are at all times. And I got some of my people digging into it now. In the future, I have all the details about it. The accountability is when the MVBs are keeping up with pastors and ministers in that circle. You know, we had one or two in the past didn't want the MVB to tell them nothing. That's you can't be helped. They couldn't be helped, so we just let them go. You know. And this is also an accountability, is allowing the presiding apostle to know the broad stroke of what's happening to the man or woman in their personal life and their ministry. So I got the MVBs. They're responsible to let me know what's going on when we need to make adjustment or help you in some kind of way, or direct you in some kind of way, or correct you in some kind of way, or protect you in some kind of way. We also need financial accountability from our pastors and ministers. Misusing in this era can derail their calling to fully surrender their lives to God's mandate. So we got to handle the finances right. I always did do that. It's so important, and I did it in my earlier years because now I'm in a flow of finance that if I had not trained myself, you can easily stumble or mess up. So we need to have that training. Another reason that we meet as LTMA and am the light in our torches is for prioritizing, putting first things first. We're setting aside time for the Monday visionary impartation call and our yearly meeting for personal development and spiritual connection. Personal development and spiritual connection. I see most of y'all are here, the roll call, most of y'all are here every time. That's important to me and it's important to you. So this development and this connection apostolically is so important. That's why we have these impartation meetings. That's why I just talk with you. Even if the whole thing don't fit, only one word or one statement can come out of your leader's mouth that can change your whole ministry. So for personal development and spiritual connection, this prioritizing is a small thing, investing for those who desire to do great things for God. I talk to the MVB sometime and talk to my son sometime, and we have come to grip, like I said, I've been around four decades, 3 years. We don't see organization doing what we're doing, and we're not bragging or boasting, but we're bragging and boasting. Because I thank God, I'm bragging on the Holy Ghost. I thank God for what we are doing and how we're taking it step by step. And then pastors. The Bible says iron sharpen iron. And in this assembly we're prioritizing, it can help all pastors revitalize and refresh their lives for the journey ahead. other words, some holes that I've stepped in, you don't have to step in them. Each pastor is encouraged to arise, wake up from their sleep, discouragement and fear, and eat what is provided from heaven storehouse. Listen to this now. Listen, let me read this one again. I'm dealing with our seminars for prioritizing. Each pastor, each minister is encouraged to arise, wake up from their sleep, discouragement and fear, and eat what is provided for heaven from heaven's storehouse. Now, you know, I made a suggestion, you know, and nobody had to make this suggestion to me. I just took it away with it. But if you have a leader that is having total success, 100% victory, you need to start gathering around that leader's note and start saying some of the same thing. Now, some of these boys are already doing that. And I know you have an anointing, but what's going to happen is it's going to expand your revelation. In other words, you start teaching, and then all of a sudden God's going to show you something that I didn't see, or whoever I may have borrowed some things from didn't see, or studied under didn't see. And so, but you get the same result. So with all that in mind, with revitalizing your ministry, refreshing your ministry, awakening you from your sleep, awakening from discouragement. And I know some of y'all have some of these fears, and eat what is provided from heaven's storehouse. Then the statement comes this, like this: but some are still giving their excuses. I can't make it. Now that don't even make sense. Your ministry is not doing what it should do. Now, I know you can get here. I know you can get there. Because why? You see, I've done this broke. I've done this broke, and God provided for me every time. Now, I couldn't go first class. You know, I couldn't eat at certain places. I couldn't have certain tickets. I couldn't stay at certain hotels. But, brother, I made it. And I'm so glad that I pushed to prioritize these things because it changed my life. And you know, I say excuse is the skin of a lie, just the crutches of the uncommitted. Number four, our seminary is for resourcing ourselves. We need to refuel, update, upgrade for the next season in God. Listen to this. We need to refuel, update, and upgrade for the next season in God. Now, including me, myself, as the chief apostle, and then these 12 that are right under me, we're constantly sharpening ourselves to be leaders, to be a blessing, to help you to be able to refuel, update, and upgrade for the next season in God. That's what it's all about. Jesus took them aside to be with him. He revealed how important they were in his future plan and strategy in the nation. Jesus made himself available for them so they could be accurately connected to him as a person. We need a place where we are built up and grown up into an aspect of him. So that's one of the things. I didn't want to have an organization that I wasn't, you couldn't connect to me, or couldn't hear my voice, or couldn't refresh yourself. This is, I'm trying to follow the pattern of the master also. We need to get into a place where we can know this deep intimacy with the presence of the Holy Spirit and can learn the joy of personal consecration toward God. Wow, that's so important. Then number five, our seminary is for accurate doctrine. Doctrine is not the demand of the fivefold ministry gift of the teacher. It is the apostle who set doctrine in place. Now you got Ephesians 3:5. Paul talks about the revelation that God gave him in the mystery. And then I think it's Ephesians 2:20. You got Acts 2:42. And you got on and on and on. Then you go in Ephesians 4 where they're naming the office and they have the apostle first. That's for a reason. I didn't know this for a long time. But after coming to the call and began to seek, and Pastor Falk gave me the first book that God wanted me to start studying. He had that book for a long time. And him and I were riding back to one of the meetings, and I seen somebody in the book. He said, "That's in that book?" It just, but the book was from me. Even Bob got some tape that God sent him. He sent them to me. He wouldn't just try to feed on me, send them to me. I haven't got a chance to listen to them yet, but he sent them to me because God always, for myself personally, God always, when he got an assignment for me, he always opened a door that I could take a peep on that assignment through somebody else. Jonathan was one, Jonathan David, and then there are other apostles that the Lord have supernaturally connected me with to get some information that I need to have to properly do this apostleship. Now, the Western churches are very dead concerned. All these men are out of the country. They're very dead. They don't even know. Even the leaders, great leaders in certain movement we have been, all of us gone through, they have not understood the apostolic and the prophetic word and the apostolic mantle. Just haven't understood it. Some of you all have been in ministry a long time on this line, and you recognize we're on a cutting edge of touching things that have not been touched. And it's exciting because we've been looking for it. But it's the apostle who set doctrine in place. Teacher, teach what has already been revealed to the prophet and the apostle in the spirit. That is Ephesians 3, 4, and 5. By referring to this, whom you can understand my insight in the mystery of Christ, which is another generation were not made known to the Son of Man, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. I don't know if any of y'all have been in the Army. I didn't go to the Army, Air Force, Navy, anything. But there's certain things you're not going to know until that man or sergeant or whoever walk out and tell you. And that's the way it was set up. I don't know why people have problem with spiritual things, that God, who made all things, have an intelligent setup for his people that they can grow and develop together. By having LTMA impartation conference every year, we're destroying the spirit of error that is deceiving churches today. An example, the correction I made of the grace message. And we went in and came back out. The cross, went in, came back out. But we came out better. We went in, came back out, because we wanted to make sure these things were taught properly in 2014 impartation conference. There must be a constant and consistent flow of God proceeding word and prophetic revelation into our churches. The proceeding word, you know, that's Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the prophetic word brings the future and the present together. I'll teach you more about that in January, about the prophetic word. Now I'm teaching my people about progressive revelation. The revelation goes on and on and on, and that's what I want for every ministry that is in the LTMA. So the preceding word and the prophetic revelation. Now, without the prophetic voice, watch this now, watch this, I want you to see it. Without the prophetic voice, churches are becoming recycling bins by saying the same thing they have said years ago without taking the people of the church further into what God is saying today. Wow. Now, that's one for us to sit right there. I think that describes what we are aiming to do or what we are doing without the prophetic voice. And I've seen this over, and that's down here in the Deep South. There's just a recycling bin. Same old thing. Now, after much study and much prayer, I'm even seeing larger ministries that I used to follow that they were running a cycle. Then there's no fresh prophetic word or apostolic clearance on doctrines in a deeper depth. I've seen that. It's frightening and exciting that I could have stayed stuck in that circle and didn't get the breakthrough that we're getting now. And you know, I'm not even putting nobody down. You know, I'm not calling a name. But I know you all have experienced the same recycling. But there's a freshness about doing it the Bible way and not getting locked down under somebody who's trying to hold you at a certain level, or you can't go no further than the person who's leading you. He said, like Peter, they have stood on the ground of prejudice and preference rather than arising and eating. Peter stood on what God spoke to Moses in the past and rejected what God was saying directly to him in the present. See, that's, he stuck. He was stuck until the Holy Spirit helped him. God told Adam not to eat of animal protein, but give it as a menu for Noah. Then he redefined and clarified the practicality of it using his instruction to Moses. Then he further redefined it to Peter and the rest of the apostles in the book of Acts. That's Acts 14, 28, 29. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these essentials, that you abstain from things sacrificed to idols, from blood, and from things strangled, from fornication. If you keep yourself free from such things, you do well. So what I'm saying is we have to constantly be updated and upgraded by what God is saying new to redefine what he said then. You know, God don't change, but you got to have revelation, understand that certain segments you're hitting. All right, just a few more minutes. Number six, our assembling of first and second tier meeting in LTMA is for insight, not just experiences. That is powerful. That you can pick up one insight can cover a multitude of experience. The disciples did not gain any insight through all the miracles they experienced they encountered while with Jesus. They never really understood who he was and what his mission was. Now, I would not, you know, in my feeble inadequacies, insufficiencies, inabilities, I would not want you to be in LTMA and not know who I am. Not know the things that God has deposited inside on the inside of me for you. Even though I'm not no superstar, even though I'm not all that smart, but as disciples hung around Jesus, they didn't know who Jesus was. I was preaching in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's amazing what happened. I was at Creflo Dollars Church preaching with John Avezina and Marcus Bishop at that time. And sometime the Holy Ghost comes so strong in my ministry, I can't handle it. And so you had people falling out all over the auditorium, probably a thousand of people laid out on the floor, just falling. And it got so strong that I couldn't hardly handle it. Sometimes I've been there before. God, glory of God manifesting. The anointing was so strong. And faith was released. Words going forth. So Dr. Dollar told me, he said, man, listen, I ain't gonna minister behind this. He's supposed to be the next speaker. He said, wait, I'm not going to do this. So, but John Avezina came up to me in the pulpit, and I was half drunk, and he pointed his finger in my face and says, some of y'all heard the testimony, but it just fit right here. He says, I know who you are. And that's all he left me with. I know who you are, but, you know, the rebel knew who I was, I know who I am, too, and what my assignment is, and you don't have to blast it, but I really know, and I think LTMA is a part of my goodness, the Holy Ghost coming. It is a part of my goodness. My goodness. Let me give you one of these prophecies while the Spirit is at this level that the Lord gave me. Praying in tongue opens the heavens and charges the atmosphere. Be not concerned, Alice, or shadow. Keep walking in the Spirit. And then I heard the Spirit, how you do this? Keep praying in the Spirit and permitting the Lord to direct your steps. And then in the Spirit I said, can I see this? Can I hear it? Can I wear it? So you have to see it, hear it, and wear it. Are you in agreement with the Scriptures? Are you in agreement with your symptom? Are you in agreement with the scriptures, or are you in agreement with your symptom? Then he says, I owe you nothing, Leroy. You owe me to serve me with all your heart. They have not made the clarion yet. Yield to praying in the spirit, and you will draw another knife of life. Then the word came unto me and said, watch what goes in your mouth and come out of your mouth. Don't ask for victory. It's yours. Seize it. Be blunt about the thing concerning the kingdom. The key is stopping and taking. The battle is already won. Have fun. The enemy is cut out, but you must keep him cut out. Revival, restoration, and the resurrection of the supernatural in this church and in this people, leaving the natural, cleaving to the supernatural. I'm unlocking every good thing. You zip up Satan's trick bag. Satan's tricks is to keep you in the natural, where he can have, where he can overpower you. In the spirit, he's not your. You must know the bluffer and how to stop him in track. Be not afraid, for I'm not dead. Now, don't the words answer me. I came up praying in tongues. I write those words down, and whatever they mean to you, as my dad would say, just take it and go with it. Now, sadly to say, the disciples did not gain any insight through all the miracles. You remember Jesus fed the 5,000 or 20,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 bread, and he did it through their hands so they can see the manifestation of the supernatural. And again, another case, of people, they had 4 loaves of bread, and the disciples panicked because they had experiences but no insight. They never really understood who he was and his mission. Even though they followed him and experienced wonderful happening, they could not grasp its magnitude and its relevance because their hearts were hardened. You know, Mark 6, 51 through 52, you read that. I'm about to close. Now, later after the resurrection, you remember, well, walking the Emmaus road, when their eyes and their hearts started burning within, brought insight and understanding them. This is what the apostolic, divine apostolic releases are all about, to bring you into insight, not just experiences, in ways you would never receive if they were not imparted to you. Now, you know, and that's a problem, man. We need to balance this. A lot of time, you know, people following a leader, and they're trying to go by just experiences. And so, you know, they think, I've experienced it. Yeah, but if the Lord has set it up, and he has, the insight means the unfolding of things that God want to unfold at this time in our lives. So, the scriptures, your mind, your attitude, your eyes, your heart must be open to the things of God. And that's Luke 24. I just said that, 25 and 51. Man, I got to jump it all. I got to try to jump it all place here. I've been going about over half hour. Let me get this last one, number 7. Our assembling is rest and recuperation. These first and second tier assemblies, although sometimes intense in its pace and schedule, but yet provide a conducive atmosphere for rest and recuperation. The soul is brought to wholeness and restored to the flow of the river of life. The healing of our broken spirit and other spiritual condition releases a new lease of life into us. The spirit of adoption come upon our lives. We are brought into the maturity of sonship. Number 5, God has been faithful every year. This manifested presence has kept increasing, and its transforming power has brought about permanent change to our lives. All right, I'll close there. And I'm gonna try to finish. I gotta finish this. Our time is well spent for about 40 minutes. Now let me ask you something. And you gotta be real careful what I'm about to ask you now. If there's a question that can come online, I'll do everything in my power by the grace of God to answer it now. Now, if you got a personal vendetta with you, you need to do that privately. But if there's a question that you need to ask, any one of y'all need to ask, go ahead and unmute your phone, ask the question. You know, I do that every now and then. Let me try to answer that question by the grace of God. Is there anyone, even my MVPs, anyone? And you don't have to make no question up because I ain't looking for no question. But if there is a question, something you have come up against that you want to ask, go ahead and ask it.
Apostle Thompson.
Who talking?
Ed Thompson. This is Pastor Coleman from Pensacola, Florida.
Wait, somebody was ahead of you.
Yeah, this is Basha.
Somebody was ahead of you.
Yes.
I heard a man's voice at the beginning. You be next.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay. Thompson.
Yeah, this is Pastor Basha Jordan from Baltimore, Hope Alive Ministry. I've been with you now for about 4 or 5 months. Everything that you have been preaching, I have been preaching and teaching it. I'd like to know, what can I do to get my people to become more susceptible to giving and supporting the pastor? I've been preaching about sowing. I've been preaching about the glory of God. I have shared with my people everything that happened at camp meeting and at the Prosperity Revival. What can I do to get my people more on board? Because right now, there's just one or two who are coming on board.
Okay. Personally, yourself, are you on board? What kind of sowing are you doing? I mean, you got to be an example in your spirit for what you're doing. I don't look at the book, so you got to find in your heart how much sowing you're doing, because you got to start with yourself, doing it, believing God, and showing some evidence to your people what sowing would do. You got to break that ice, and then just keep teaching them. Now, sometime when the finances are not rolling our ministry as they should, and the people are not supporting us as they should, then they can pick up in our spirit what we're trying to get them to do, and they take it as a personal vendetta, that money, trying to get money for yourself. It's sort of like a beggarly spirit. I'm not saying you're doing it, but I know this can happen. And so what you got to do is, because you're reconstructing, you're revitalizing something that is new to your people, you can overemphasize giving, you can overemphasize tithing, you can talk about it too much all the time, and what you have to do is feed the people other things that will give them enlightenment, not just basically on tithing their giving. Don't ponder every Sunday. It'd be shocking to them that some Sundays you pass and you won't ponder this. Because we have to be able to trust the Holy Spirit in our prayer time to touch the people and just give us wisdom what to minister. I think I've seen sometime the desperation of trying to get people to understand what they're supposed to do. And the more you get desperate about it, the more they're locked down. So the Lord will have to put you in a position where your sowing begin to produce in your life, and be aware of emphasizing money too much. Now, that's something for me to tell you, right? But there's a wisdom there. And sometimes you got to put the pressure on and take it off and let the Holy Spirit handle it from there. If you follow those instructions, you'll see a change. There are people have hearts, and if you love them, And you really pouring your heart out to them, ministering the word, they'll start giving. Not all of them. You're not going to get no 100%. I'm going to tell you right now. That sounds like a negative connotation, but Jesus didn't get 100%. But you get a majority of them. They'll get online. You just sow yourself and set an example and just teach the word, not just basically on finances. Because sometimes they know that, and the devil know it, and then they'll start choking.
Thank you, Apostle.
Uh-huh. And I hope everybody else took note of that, because sometimes being a follower of my ministry, I'm real strong on finance because that's my calling as an apostle. But yet you have to teach other things, and you cannot be desperate about the finances. It's not going to happen overnight. All right, young lady, come on.
I'm not passing right now, but I'm helping someone, and they keep on saying that this is a suffering way. And, you know, when I look at the word, I don't see anything about it being suffering. That he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I need to know whether, you know, when this pastor talk about suffering, you know, am I looking at it a different way or, you know, I don't see it suffering.
You already know what to do. You've been under me a long time. And you know what they're going to do to your ministry and to your spirit. So you know what to do. Ask the Lord for direction, but you know what to do. Ask the Lord for direction. You don't need no correction.
Okay.
You just need direction. You already know what to do.
Okay.
All right. I'm through.
Apostle Thompson?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. I've been dealing with an issue in my body.
Uh-huh.
And the Holy Spirit keeps giving me Zechariah 4, 6,
uh-huh.
and 7.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to grab it and
uh-huh.
understand it. And he keeps bringing it back. He keeps bringing it back. And I'm trusting God for manifestation.
What does it say? You got it before you?
Hold on. It talks about not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, and how that it would you would bring forth the headstone, shouting grace, grace unto it.
Got it.
And
What you do about your healing, take intervals, 10, 15 minutes, just pray in the spirit about it. That's a direction. You know, Jesus in healing did different ways. He spit on a man, put blood in his eye, another one, he told him, be it according to your faith, et cetera, et cetera. You look in the book of Acts, his way was used. The thing you have to know is that you
heal.
When you ask God to heal, and then the symptoms, it might be medicine, it might be a hurt, it might be pain, it might be time you can't sleep, etc. But you can still hold on to the fact that you are healed. I think that our healing is taken a lot of time by us not seeing the end product. Satan, you know, you got Satan, you got demon behind it. They try to hold you from your manifestation. Probably there are many on this line can attest to the fact that they're standing on healing, but the symptoms are still there. So don't become discouraged. Don't get afraid. Bible said God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God is not a man that should lie. He said it. He's going to do it. He'll make it good. So just that fast. Keep scriptures on it. Keep making your decrees and declarations. Hold fast to your integrity of faith. I tell you, with the issue of blood, the woman in the fifth chapter of Mark, marvelous revelation comes forth. It says, Jesus says, who touched me? But actually, what he's saying, who tapped into my power? So you stay right there. You're tapping into the power, and you're going to be fine. Father, I just pray that the healing virtue that is on my sister's life begin to manifest increments in her body. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I receive.
Yes.
Apostle Thompson?
I'm listening.
This is Pastor Valerie Tate in Fort Worth, Texas. I know at the beginning of November, God spoke to me and told me every offering we get in the ministry to start sowing 10%. Do I need to sow the 10% to the Word of Life, or do I sow it to LTMA?
I'm thinking. Sword, yes, sword. It's from your church?
Yes, sir.
Sow it into the church. Sow it into the Word of Life.
And through me doing that, I've already started it in November, and last week I got an unexpected $1,000, and I shared that to the ministry, and one of the members called yesterday and wanted to meet me to sow 10%. I mean, of course, he paid his tithes to the church, but he wanted to sow 10% into me. So I just thought about when the man of God was speaking earlier about how do you teach your people when they, and that was just an example through me telling them that God told me to sow 10% of the tithe, and I let them know that what we sow from the church, all the tithe payers, they were going to be getting an impartation as well through me giving from the church those that pay their tithes.
You're preaching to LTMA as a whole. You're preaching to the whole group. God is using you to preach to the whole group, saying something that they need to hear. The brother who just got on the phone, he need to hear that. I told him that indirectly, but you spoke it clear out. You tell them about results. That's the experience. Now all they got to do is get insight. I mean, you know, I know how this thing works, and that's the way it works. If you want to break this thing, that's the way you're breaking it. You keep doing what you're doing, and you'll have a lot of testimonies to give LTMA about what God is doing for you. That's a good word.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Who fell out of that chair? No, she spoke the sentiment, and I'm not bashful about it. This is what you have to do in order to get it. You know, it's the money issue is based on principle. And if you follow those principles, that's the way I got my breakthrough. I'll tell you the story about falling behind Apostle Price and in a great meeting with my dad and got hooked on what he was doing and did it. And the master vision bearers already know. Because they're the top one who every year give largely into me and the First Lady, and they can tell you the results they're getting. It just can't, ain't no way around that. That's the way God got it set up. Anything else? Well, I don't know the date of the next impartation. They didn't put it on my desk, so. But,
Apostle Thompson.
Yes.
Apostle Thompson.
I'm listening.
Hello?
I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I don't have a question. I just want to thank you for bringing so many, many, many answers to the questions on my heart. And I just really want to give you thanks for that. You answer so many questions.
Is that Sandra?
Linda Turner.
Yeah, Ms. Turner. Okay,
Linda,
gotcha.
In Portland, Oregon.
Gotcha, Ms. Turner. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for answering all the questions on my heart and just knowing that you guys are with me through the trauma and the trials that has been going on lately in this year. I really do feel your support, your prayers. I just want to thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, fellas, guys and fellas, let's agree with me here. Father, in Jesus' name, enlightenment and empowerment be upon Sister Turner. And I ask you for a turnaround in scenarios and situations that she is dealing with. I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the favor of the blood, I'm asking you to give her the breakthrough that she needs, and she show appreciation for us standing with her. And right now, LTMA, we release our faith with her that what she's standing on and standing for, she will have a breakthrough and enter into Acts 9:31, where she'll have that rest. And that the Holy Spirit is a comforter, he's a strengthener, he's a standby, he's a helper. And that he will rise up in her situation and give enlightenment and revelation and peace and destroy the work of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Thompson.
Ma'am, love you so much. And so, Leroy Jr. Will give you further instruction on what we got going on next, and the dates and stuff. They'll give you that. Looking forward to seeing you in January. I'm going to be imparting and releasing new revelations, places we have never been before, because, like I said, 2015 is going to be the year of supernatural, and so I'm going to be releasing some supernatural secrets and mysteries that God is speaking to my heart that we can have explosion and enlargement in our ministry and do a better job in the kingdom and getting people saved and delivered and set free. So God bless. Now, you know, I'm going to Pastor Lloyd Thursday in Orlando. We have great expectation for that meeting. Many of you all can get there. Head your face toward Orlando. This is our last meeting in 2014, traveling. And so we're expecting great things to happen. We always have a good meeting at Lloyd, and we're expecting great things to happen. God bless. Leroy Jr., you got it.
Thank you, sir. As the apostle was stating, we will be in Orlando, Florida this Thursday and Friday. Thursday, 7 p.m., Friday, 10:30 a.m., and 7 p.m. It'll be at Pastor Andrew Lloyd at Love Covenant Word Church, which is located at 661 West Lancaster Road in Orlando, Florida. Zip is 32809. The zip is 32809. Also, on January 6th through the 9th, 2015, our first meeting of the year will be a first-tier meeting as our LTMA Impartation Conference. Make every effort to be there. We want to make this meeting to where we be the first time we hear Apostle, where the agenda can be reiterated and laid out for the LTMA body. Also, for our prayer accountability with each other, our text prayer accountability texting, we are on today's reading is Romans, the first chapter. Tomorrow will be Romans, the second chapter, so on and so forth. I think that is it, Dr. Ford. Is there anything else you need to mention? If not, thank you all so
Dr.
much.
Thompson.
I will have. Yes, sir.
You're
Dr.
clear,
Thompson.
Sir.
This is Bishop Robertson. Real quick, the LTMA Impartation Conference beginning on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday morning or Tuesday night?
Thank you for telling me that, and thank you for bringing it up, Bishop. It starts Tuesday morning. Tuesday
okay,
morning at 10:30, and we have two sessions per day. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Dr. Forbes, I heard your voice.
Yes, sir. I'm clear, sir. Thank you very much, Dr. Thompson. I'm clear.
All right. Before we get off this morning's call, I'll go through the MVBs again. Once you hear your MVB name, if you was not able to answer roll call, that will be a time to answer the roll call, state who you are, and that you're present. All right. Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr.?
Dr. Thompson, this is Freddie Banks. I don't know if you heard me initially.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Montrell Thompson? Pastor Joseph Brown? Dr. David Forbes? Bishop Jason Martin, Pastor Marvin Moore,
Dr. Thompson, Raymond Muniz, he is on the line, but he can't respond.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Jeffrey Phillips, Dr. Patrick Randolph, Dr. Daniel Robertson, Dr. Kenneth Skelton, Dr. Ron Walker, Dr. Carlos Williams.
Pastor Claudette Aubert.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
All righty.
Dr. Thompson?
Yes, hey, sir.
This is Bill. I'm on the call. I'm in Reverend, I'm in Pastor Brown's circle. I have some issues with my phone. I'm on the call.
Sir.
Dr. Thompson.
All righty. Go ahead.
My circle will meet at 11:45 instead of 11:30.
The circle, any other circle changes, MVBs? All righty. Thank you so much, Pastor Brown. That seems like we covered everybody. Everybody have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you in Orlando.
Pastor, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yes, I'm sorry. This is Mr. Kevin. I'm in Dr. Phillips' circle. I was having difficulties with my phone, I just got a new phone, but I was on the conference call. I just want to make sure that you heard me.
Thank you so much, sir. Got you covered.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody else? All righty. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.